caffeine, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980 something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy? I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980 something. 1970 something. Oh, it was 19 something.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. imposed 25% tariffs today on goods from Canada and Mexico and 20% on China imports. Canada responding with 25% tariffs on U.S. imports. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says prices on everyday staples from food, gas, and big ticket items like cars could be going up.
Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. share supply chains when it comes to cars. Oftentimes, cars will go over the border several times in the making of that vehicle, so consumers expected to feel it there. And then if these tariffs are in place longer, we could be paying more for things like shoes, clothing, electronics as we move closer to Memorial Day.
President Trump will address a joint session of Congress tonight, talking trade, federal cuts and layoffs, along with talks to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Pope Francis, battling pneumonia, remains in a Rome hospital. The Vatican today says he has not had any new respiratory episodes since yesterday, but will sleep with a ventilator. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. A 33-year-old Hurley woman is facing embezzlement charges after allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from a Vilas County business. According to an article posted by WJFW, Alicia Swanson faces over a decade in jail on charges of theft of more than $100,000 in a business setting and fraud. According to a criminal complaint, on September 10, 2024, Vilas County law enforcement opened an investigation into an embezzlement complaint after owners of Jim Myers Builders LLC were alerted to suspicious business checks. Statements showed that Swanson had made several dozen unauthorized purchases using the business credit card, including over $94,000 to a photography business owned by Swanson. Another business account was sent over $90,000 as well. She also had the business credit card linked to some personal bills autopay. The defendant had apparently removed fraudulent transactions and then altered the dollar amount of legitimate transactions so that the total dollar amount charged to the credit card matched when sent to the business accountant. Police interviewed Swanson in January 2025, and the complaint statements included: the defendant admitted to stealing $17,109.37 by using the business credit card. The defendant stated that she used this money to cover gambling debts. The defendant then explained that she became addicted to online gambling using the mobile application Skills. Swanson has an initial appearance set for March 31st in Vilas County Court. March 29th and the 30th, it's the Phillips Area Sport Home and Craft Show. This is taking place at the Phillips High School on Saturday, March 29th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is free and there's free giveaways. You can browse and shop more than 30 crafters in the Commons area. You can even enter to win guided fishing trips from John Carlson with Ross's Sport Shop and Luke Bodenovic with LB Fishing and Guide Service. There's even going to be a live broadcast from us here at 98Q Country. There's going to be many new and returning vendors, so don't miss this chance. Once again, this is taking place March 29th and 30th over at the Phillips High School on 900 Flambeau Avenue, half mile on County Road W. Winter storm watches are out up north with heavy rain and a flash freeze expected. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more on the weather ahead.
A big storm is slamming the state today, with rain ramping up tonight and flipping to snow through Wednesday, where over a half of a foot of snow is expected in north and western parts of the state, and much less elsewhere. However, winds will be strong statewide, gusting up to 40 miles per hour at times. This will create some whiteout conditions no matter how much snow you get. It'll also be a heavy, wet, and slushy snow type. It'll be hard to clear with a layer of ice underneath it. So shovel in shifts and take your time. It is coined heart attack snow from overexertion. So try pushing the shovel rather than picking it up and tossing the snow.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area has been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that could happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Join the Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce for the third annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 6th. It runs from noon to 6 p.m. at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 80 vendors from seven counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This is a free event, and it's sponsored by Advantage Home Pros, Aspirus Health, Charter Next Generation, and by Ripco Credit Union. Here are some of the vendors who will be attending. Charter Next Generation, The Bosen Company, Associated Bank, Health in Motion, Nicolet College, Hodag Title and Closing Services, Oneida County Human Services, Redmond Realty, the Hilgerman Center for Community, Rondell Ranch, the School District of Rhinelander, Oneida County Fair, Let's Go Fishing Hodag Chapter, Keeney Home Services, Northwoods Children's Museum, the Alzheimer's Association, Boyd Financial Services, Lakeland Realty, and Maher Water Corporation.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather.
Rain rolls in this afternoon and ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, we're going to be waking up to around 3 to 5 inches on the ground with another 2 to 4 left to go. Winds will also be whipping up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. Winter storm warning starts at 6 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 p.m. tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios. 98Q.
Country back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation, kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
What's today all about? Well, that was Tracy Byrd. I'm from the country. Today is about country music. That's how we start every hour, is with five in a row. I'll get you the answer to that question, though. What is today all about? A lot of weird answers today, let me tell you. But a couple important ones, too. Small ones. Some of them, it's one of those days where I break the rules a little bit, bring you some semi-important ones. One really important one. Let's finish this five in a row before I bring you any of them, though. Here's Justin Moore. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'm 98Q Country, WCQM.
Every day I drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. What I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids
dance and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa. Watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long-lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, and losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far away. Three of those girls we lost from the class of 99. And I'd find my bird dog Bo, take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice to sing the second verse of me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'd do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa. Watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long-lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, and losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far. If heaven wasn't so far away. So far away. So far away.
We're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Day passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Thank you. too. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing slow. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
The afternoon show is on.
Yeah!
98 Q Country.
Lipstick, a letter across the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby. You left without warning, like a thief in the night. You ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go. Girl, it just ain't right. Don't you think that I deserve to hear you say goodbye? That ain't no way to go. Guess I'll do a little wishful drinking. Make a whiskey wish upon a star. Train whistle blowing down the track. Lonesome sound says she ain't coming back. It's such a cold blow from out of the dark. That ain't no way to go. Girl, it just ain't right. Don't you think that I deserve to hear you say goodbye? That ain't no way.
Brooks and Dunn, That Ain't No Way to Go. Jelly Roll before that with Liar, all here on 98Q Country. Gray here with you until 7 o'clock today. We're talking about what today is about. Every day there's a whole list, and I've got two rules. I only bring you the fun ones, and the second rule is I often break the first rule for really important things. Like, usually I avoid serious ones. Independence Days from other countries, anniversaries of happenings in war, which, by the way, every day something happened in World War II back in the 40s. So you got to kind of watch out for those. But like I said, rule two is that I'll break rule one if something is deserving. Like this one, hug a GI today. GI stands for government issue, refers, I think, originally to soldiers in World War II. I may very well be wrong about that one. Forgive me if I am, but it basically refers to government issue equipment, tools, weapons, and the people who carry them. GI, government issue. I'm not sure the term still applies to more recent wars, but adapt it if you want to. If like me, you're unsure, hug a veteran, hug an active duty service member, hug a reservist, hug somebody who's got a job where they protect other people. You know, there's a lot of flexibility to this one. Happy hug a GI today. Grammar Day. This one, grammar is my personal sign that I'm getting older. I've got to accept, I think that my generation, people born in the 90s, kind of hit an interesting sweet spot where we get to watch grammar change faster than ever before, right before our eyes, which is true for other kids too, like Gen Z. They're watching word meanings change faster and spellings, and aesthetic is now not just a noun. Like, things like that change slowly over time as humans trend away and people agree on misusing things. If enough people agree on a misspelling or a misused word, that becomes the new meaning of the word. So the internet is making that happen faster, but we're watching it because we're one of the first technologically inclined generations with the internet in our daily lives, but we were also taught by the people who said spelling and grammar and punctuation really mattered before autocorrect was there to fix it. So I'm watching spelling, punctuation, and grammar fall apart in the way that I was warned would happen, and I was taught to care, and I do, and I don't know how to feel about it. So, like, that's my grays getting old. Today is also Brain Injury Awareness Day. This was another one that I wanted to include, more important than normal. Brain injuries are a really important topic for a lot of reasons, not least of which is that they're often quite invisible injuries. And I mean, think about it. Somebody is walking normally, has a completely normal stride, and a handicap license plate. It's not your business if you can't see the disability. Brain injuries are a great example. If you think someone doesn't look disabled, who cares? Nobody cares if you don't think someone looks disabled. They've got the plate. It was checked. The people who check that do a lot of really thorough checking, and it's not worth it just for a parking space. Brain Injury Awareness Day. Also, Disability Conscientiousness Day. I get to make one too. Finally, it's Pound Cake Day. It doesn't weigh a pound, but each ingredient does. A pound of eggs, butter, sugar, and flour gets you a pound cake. Well, there's some other steps in between. Oh, and actually, I accidentally cut one off. It's also GM Day. Game Master. Not just for Dungeons & Dragons, but they're perhaps the most ready example. Shout out to GMs. If you've ever tried to put together a game of a tabletop gaming session, it's a nightmare. Nobody's ever busy until you want to do something that only takes a half hour and can be done remotely on an evening. GMs, shout out to you. All the fun games out there playing tabletop, the GMs are why. Check of the weather is coming up next year on WCQM. This has been a look at what today is all about. Look back at this day in history relevant to Wisconsin. We've got a Wisconsin piece of history coming up after five country songs in a row and a check of the weather on WCQM.
98Q Country.
Pete is with us. Hello there, Pete. How we doing?
We're rocking and rolling. How about yourself?
I'm hearing that the common sense are literally flying out the door there at Wheelway.
Good things always got to come to an end, Joel, right? I'll tell you what, we have a lot of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com. Or you know what? Come on down here. It's warm. Check out this newer pre-owned stuff that we have. A lot of people are raving about this, and we're saving a ton of money. Plus, we're getting a low, low payment as low as $99 a month. Hey, we got three-quarter tons, half tons, cars, minivans, SUVs. Deal of the week. I'm shocked it's still here, but it won't be here for long. A 2013 Ford Escape all-wheel drive for less than $9,000.
All right. And the service department's available, too. Check out the vehicles again at wheelwayautos.com. And, Pete, if they have any questions about any of the vehicles or maybe a specific one they're looking for, they can always pick up that phone and give you the old-fashioned call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway.
Bader Sports Center is heating up the winter cold with hot deals on the things you need to enjoy your favorite outdoor activities. Save 20% on Big Bill insulated base layers and heater body suits now through March 1st. Special savings on select styles of lacrosse and Danner outdoor footwear. And don't forget to check out the selection of Stormy Cromer apparel for men, women, and children. Bader's even has Stormy Cromer for man's best friend. See all Bader specials on their Facebook page. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma.
but Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Rain rolls in this afternoon and ramps up tonight. As it flips to snow through the overnight, we're going to be waking up to around 3 to 5 inches on the ground with another 2 to 4 left to go. Winds will also be whipping up to 40 miles per hour, creating whiteout conditions. Winter storm warning starts at 6 p.m. tonight and lasts through 3 p.m. tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
Stressed down a running lane, racing down the interstate, spilled hot coffee down the front of my jeans. Work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find the girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a she is, think about maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind, step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Party.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
And I'm tired, damn this knuckle busted, back breaking, no paying job, know where I'm going from here, hot
hard-headed women, Colbert. Kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going out with my boots on. How I keep catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her, aw shucks country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Hey y'all, I'm going.
Country.
Sound.
out to my baby and me. Yeah, we're headed to the drive-in on a Saturday night. Just me and my baby and a six-pack of light. Got a pocket full of money and I'm raring to go. Down to Dumas Walker's right after the show. They'll be shooting marbles in the back of the store. Laying money down on the floor. Let's all go down to Dumas Walker. Let's all go. My baby and me.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Baby, last night hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars in the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man. It's hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die a happy man, yeah. Georgia. I drive a sports car up the coast of California. Holy fuck.
Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man. Yet another five in a row finishes up here on 98Q. Dumas Walker from the Kentucky Headhunters before that. We're taking a look back at this day in history, which we do in the second half of the 3 o'clock hour every weekday during my afternoon show here on WCQM. Today, I've only got one piece of history for you, but it's all Wisconsin. It's the 1996 Wyoega train derailment. I had not heard of this before researching today's date in history. But that said, there wasn't a lot. This is kind of the a little bit of a doldrum on this day in history. A lot of bad news. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to highlight what a day in history kind of looks like with kind of just brief touches on things. Catch this day in history tomorrow for a behind the scenes look at what making this segment is like. It's going to be kind of fun. That said, the 4th of March, 1996, the train was headed from Stevens Point to Neenah, carrying 7 cars worth of liquefied petroleum gas, known as LPG, 7 cars of propane, and 2 cars of sodium hydroxide, known as lye. Tanks of both LPG and propane ruptured upon the derailment impact and ignited instantly. Now, local authorities evacuated the entire town of Wyoega. That's 1,700 people plus at the time, and 600 more people from the surrounding area, totaling 2,300 people. There were no fatalities. It was because of the speedy responders and quick decision-making. And by the way, this was my rabbit hole for the day. The fire upon the initial impact wasn't really the biggest issue. It was a big issue. There was a local feed mill was burned up after that. But in cases like this, the big risk is something called a blevy. It stands for boiled liquid expanding vapor explosion. Boiled liquid expanding vapor. It's a special type of explosion that can occur when a flammable liquid in a sealed container is heated above its boiling point and then depressurized. The fire from the propane and the LPG that ignited when the train derailed heated the cars that didn't rupture. This created a literal time bomb. These blevy explosions are devastating, on par with comparably sized military weapons. The fire personnel evacuated mostly due to the blevy threat, and people left so quickly that the firemen's hoses froze in place where they were dropped. The town wasn't rehabitated until over 16 days later because of the leaking chemicals from the train, like the lye. It's not the most hazardous of chemicals, but there was a lot of it, and it is hazardous. It's caustic. If you mix lye with water, it can burn your skin quite badly, in fact. If anybody's seen Fight Club, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, the blevy explosion. Hadn't heard about that before today. B-L-E-V-E. It's an acronym. Boiled liquid expanding vapor explosion. Fiery train explosion's one thing, but the second pop, probably going to be a lot bigger. That was 1996. This has been a look back at this day in history. We're 98Q Country. Here's a word from sponsors and more country music. Top of the hour news, sports, and weather at 4. Then we'll talk football again here on 98Q Country.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548.
That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
98Q Country.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work card. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a farm fire.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a trade war looming after the U.S. kicked off tariffs today, 25% for goods from Mexico and Canada, and China goods hiked to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christophorus says Americans already struggling with inflation could see higher prices.
Target's CEO came out today and warned that prices at his stores will probably rise in the coming days in the food